So it's the first week of December and everyone is, I suppose, playing Christmas music and getting into the festive mood. But this time of year can be quite difficult for some people who may have lost someone and can also be a painful reminder because Christmas time is associated with family and friends. So as a way of remembrance, the Suicide Bereavement Service here in Roscommon will be lighting a tree of remembrance on the 12th of December in Roscommon Town. So joining me to discuss this is Tiffany Walsh, psychologist and suicide and bereavement officer from Vita House Roscommon. Hello Tiffany, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
So as I mentioned, I suppose this time of year it's generally about getting together with family and it's all a joyous occasion, but for some it can be a bit of a reminder that, well, someone isn't going to be at the table this year really.
Yeah, and I find that where you said the table is an important reference.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I believe that's when you really miss
Not setting
those,
out that specific, yeah. I suppose, cutlery and plate there at the table.
Exactly.
It's
most
just
people
painful
have a
reminder.
Certain spot they sit in at the table.
Exactly.
And you really notice the emptiness at that stage, yeah.
Just for, you know, family members, like sometimes it is a person that's gone who's a big character in the family and they will miss them. You know, what can people do this time of year maybe as a way of remembering them and I suppose still be, I suppose, in the festive mood, but, you know, have a nice way to remember someone by?
Yeah, well, I think that there's a couple of things that are important. When somebody's missing from the Christmas holidays or any holiday, you have to think, what is it that they won't be participating in? Because that's when you notice that they're not there the most, is when they're not participating in the traditions that your family has. So buying gifts. You now notice there's one last gift to buy for somebody. Where somebody's going to sit at the table, things of that nature. So I think that it is important to continue on. You know, the person's gone, so you have to assign them another place within your life. So they're still here, still a part, but they're just participating differently. So buying a gift for them, you could still do that, you know, and not a physical gift, but some people decorate the grave, or they may participate in a remembrance ceremony or some, you know, and to me that's a way to give a gift still to that person, and so you don't miss it as much. So it's a way to kind of fill the void there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I suppose as well at Christmas time, you know, a lot of communities will be getting together and celebrating. And sometimes it can be a case where they have a neighbour who may have lost someone and it's just them then in the household. So how can, I suppose, communities or even neighbours get together to help the other person out at Christmas time?
Well, I think the most important thing is to acknowledge the loss. You know, be sure to mention to those who are grieving. Because at this time of year, it's like we're almost forced to be happy and cheerful.
Yeah, exactly.
And the last thing you want to do is bring down somebody's mood. So those who are bereaved are very reluctant to acknowledge the fact that they may not be happy this time of year. This may not be a joyful occasion. So I think it is important that friends, neighbors, families, community members do acknowledge the fact that they have lost someone and are missing them and bereaved. So, yeah, just mention them. And, you know, you may talk about stories and past Christmases. And it's a way to remember them. And, yeah, the memory may have sad aspects surrounding it. But it also brings you back to that moment that they were here.
Yeah.
You know, and it lets them know that they aren't grieving alone and that other people do remember them and remember their place within the family. So,
and I mentioned then at the start of the interview that Vita House are doing a tree of remembrance, a lighting of it in Roscommon Town.
Yes.
So maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So we wanted to give people a place to openly grieve with others. And that's important at this time of year, is to surround yourself also with people that understand your grief and are going through it with you. It's a way to not feel so alone. Do you know, some people may have lots of family surrounding them that are also grieving. And then at the same time, you may be the only one grieving that person within Roscommon. You know, we've all spread out. So everybody's situation situation is different. So we want to give them a place where they're surrounded by like-minded people that are going through the same process as them, and a way to acknowledge the loss and give a gift.
Yeah.
So that they, so what we're doing is we're passing out candle-lit ornaments for the tree, and we're going to have ribbons where people, loved ones, can write their name of those, the person who is lost. And we're decorating an outdoor tree within the gardens. And the gardens are gorgeous because they're behind Vita House, but they're in front of the cathedral there.
Oh, very nice.
So there's a lovely pathway where people can walk by after Mass, Christmas Mass. And the idea is that if people do are Catholic and do go to their the cathedral during Christmas, they'll have a way to walk by and remember the person, you know, in the evening.
Yeah, it's a very nice idea.
Yeah, so.
And so that's on the 12th of December. So what time is that starting at?
Between 12:30 and 2. So okay. We're hoping to start at 12:30, and we'll have music and remembrance and, you know, some light refreshments afterwards. We chose the afternoon in the hopes that people that are working may be able to stop by during their lunch period and still get a light lunch, you know, cup of tea, something light to eat, and still participate in the ceremony. So,
and you mentioned there in the interview that I suppose it's good for people who have lost someone to be with other people who have lost people. Mm-hmm. Is there any maybe support groups in Roscommon or even in Connacht region that people may go to?
There are lots of suicide bereavement groups available. Now, I held one in Boyle recently in the Boyle Family Resource Center there. So we had one happen there recently in October. And then Roscommon here in Vita House, I'm trying to organize one for after Christmas.
Okay.
So the thing about it is you have to have interested parties. So if people are interested in participating in starting a bereavement group, then I would encourage them to contact the service because I'd be more than happy to organize something like that. I know I have had experience with past clients whose parents had participated in the bereavement groups, and it may have been 20 years ago, and they're still in contact with people that were in the group with them. So it's a good way to start connections with people.
Okay. You know. I suppose for someone who's just lost someone this year, or even this time of year, it can be quite hard. What is a good way just to remember them? I know you mentioned maybe including them in your traditions.
Yeah, so I think what's important is acknowledging that the traditions you followed before may not be relevant. You may not feel comfortable and participating in that. And it's about starting new traditions. And I think that it's important for people not to say, you know, it's been a few years, you should be moving on. You know, whether that is family and friends telling that person or them telling themselves that. Because, like I said, it's not about moving on, because moving on indicates that you're leaving the person behind. And like I said before, you're not leaving them, you're assigning them a different place within your life.
Yeah.
So it isn't about moving on, it's about moving forward.
Okay.
So I think that's important. And you have to learn and have the courage to do what is comfortable for you and your family. So as, you know, with the traditions, you do what's comfortable for you. You know? I think it's easier for families who have children, young children, because you kind of have to move, you know, and continue on the traditions for the kids. But in families where it's adult children, you know, it's about finding your own way, finding a new way to celebrate the holiday.
Okay, okay. Well, look, Tiffany, thanks for joining me today. And I suppose just a keynote there to say that the Remembrance Tree Lighting is on the 12th of December in Roscommon Town, just at the back of Vita House in the gardens there.
Yeah, if you'll come into the office, we're going to have a little registration inside so that people aren't in the cold for the whole time. So then we'll go out and light the candles.
Very nice. Okay, well, thanks, Tiffany, for joining me today.
Okay, thank you.